Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're plunging into something so many people deal with, musculoskeletal pain. If you've ever had that, like persistent ache or stiffness, maybe that knot in your neck, you know how much it impacts everything.
It really does. It's so pervasive. And, you know, what often gets missed is we think of it as just tightness, but there's actually this whole progression going on inside.
Right.
So our mission today for this deep dive is to really unpack that. How does normal, everyday muscle tone sometimes, well, spiral into chronic pain and these really nasty myofascial trigger points?
Okay, yeah, let's trace that.
Yeah.
So we start with just normal physiological muscle tone, that kind of low-level hum that keeps us upright, basically.
Right, your posture muscles.
And then how that can ramp up to pathological muscle shortening, which isn't just contracting, it's different. And that leads to those trigger points, the MTRPs.
Exactly, the super sensitive knots, often in a tight band of muscle. And the wild thing is they can shoot pain elsewhere too, right? Referred pain.
So where does this whole cascade kick off?
Well, often it's subtle. It starts with things we all do, sustained low-level muscle contractions. We're talking maybe only 10-25% of your max effort.
Like sitting at the computer or, you know, holding your phone up for ages.
Perfect examples. That kind of static posture is enough. That seemingly minor tension, held for long enough, starts creating pressure deep inside the muscle itself.
Okay, internal pressure. And
yeah.
What does that pressure actually do within the muscle? Is that where the problem starts?
That's really the crucial step. This pressure, it literally starts to squeeze the muscle's tiny blood vessels, the capillaries.
Ah, okay.
So you get restricted blood flow, that's ischemia. And with less blood, you get less oxygen hypoxia.
So the muscle is basically being starved of oxygen and fuel.
Exactly. It triggers what we call an energy crisis because the muscle cells can't generate enough ATP.
ATP, the cell's energy money.
Precisely. And without enough ATP, things start to go wrong. Think about how long you might hold a specific posture without even realizing it. That could be initiating this right there.
And here's the bit that blows my mind. Sometimes muscles need that energy, that ATP, not just to contract, but actually to relax, to let go.
That's absolutely critical. ATP is needed to detach the little contractile parts, the myosin, from the actin and pump calcium away. That's the off switch.
So if there's no ATP because of this energy crisis.
And sarcomeres, those tiny units, they get stuck. They get locked in this hyper-contracted state. That's the pathological shortening we talked about. That's the top band you can actually feel.
A specific part of the muscle just locks up.
Yes. Segmental hypercontraction.
Hmm.
And there's this interesting idea, the Cinderella hypothesis.
Okay.
It suggests it's often the smaller postural muscle fibers, the ones that are built for endurance and are always working at a low level, that are most vulnerable. They get overloaded first and lock up. Like Cinderella, doing all the work unnoticed until there's a problem.
So these specific fibers are trapped, contracted.
Mm.
What does that feel like? Or rather, what does it cause next?
Well, this sustained contraction and the energy crisis mean the local environment gets acidic. Mm-hmm. Think lactic acid buildup. But because the blood flow is poor, it can't get cleared away easily.
Right. So it's acidic and inflamed.
Pretty much. That acidic pH plus maybe some minor tissue damage from the sustained tension triggers the release of what scientists call a sensitizing soup.
A soup. Sounds unpleasant.
It is. It's a mix of chemicals, things like potassium, bradykinin, CGRP, that directly irritate and sensitize your pain receptors, the nociceptors, right there in the muscle.
Ah, okay. So that's the direct cause of the pain and tenderness in that spot and the referred pain.
That soup is potent enough to trigger those wider pain signals too. But here's the really important question you raised implicitly. Why does it become chronic? Why doesn't it just fix itself?
Yeah, why the chronic knot?
It becomes this vicious cycle, that acidic environment. It actually messes with the enzyme that normally breaks down the go signal for muscle contraction, acetylcholinesterase.
So the go signal stays on longer.
Exactly, which prolongs the contraction, which worsens the energy crisis, which makes it more acidic. You see the loop.
Wow. Okay. It feeds itself.
Totally. And some of those chemicals in the soup, like CGRP, actually amplify things further. They can increase the release of the contraction signal and make the pain receptors even more sensitive. So it's a self-perpetuating cycle of contraction, energy crisis, inflammation, and pain.
So pulling this all together for you listening, what this really shows is that chronic muscle pain, those trigger points, it's not just tightness you can simply stretch out.
Not usually, no.
It's this complex, kind of nasty cycle happening right down at the cellular level. And it can be kicked off by seemingly small sustained tensions. things we do every day.
Yeah, and understanding that really highlights why early intervention for ongoing muscle tension is so important. You need therapies that don't just chase the symptom, the pain, but actually address the underlying problem, the metabolic mess, the biomechanics interrupting that cycle.
Right, getting at the root cause. Okay, so for your provocative thought today, take a moment to consider your own daily routines. What small things, what repetitive postures or seemingly low-level tensions might be subtly kicking off this whole cascade within your own muscles right now?